Flashback with Alec Christensen. I'm full trolley, they ain't murky yet. Don't get shit poppin' like Percocet. Got pent up, anger ain't surfaced yet. Two-steppin' like the boss, this person check. Imagine it's him as hand grenade. Asphalt, sheetrock, serenade. Jack and Coke is a marinade. But we sober up quick at the barricades. Joint in my mouth, pacify. Everything out their mouth is pacified. I'm not preaching, ask why. The green one, the red one, master why. Capitol camouflage with fashion, passing the shell toes on the assassin, dashing security at mall expansion. Whatever I wear, know I'm here to be clashing. Oh yeah, alright, hell yeah, that's hot. Oh yeah, alright, hell yeah, that's hot. Hey, hey.
Down some, no split, clown bum, your gold hit sound dumb, hold it now, crown them, where you found them at, got them round town, coulda drowned in it, woulda floated, bloated, voted, sugar coated, loaded, hip shooter, draw for the poor, free, coffee at the banks, hit through the straw, none more for me, thanks, that blank's the roar, that dank sure stank lit, sank past the pit for more hardcore prank spit, crank it on blast, roll past Front Street, blew the whole spot like some old ass with skunk meat, these kids is too fast, juiced off a junk tree, who could get looser off a crunk or a funk beat?
Something is starting today. Where did it go? Why you want it to be where you know November has come and it's gone.
Spigot. My guess is yes you can, like can I kick it wicked, lick a shot if you happy and you know it, as you clap your hands to the thick snot of a poet flowing, rope a pen and I'm in, cope hyming, dope a rhyming, more worth it than the whole diamond, acquired off the black market, a wire tapping couldn't target, a jar spit, the rapid fire spark lit, zit. A rapper bug zapper, and it don't matter after if there's a thug or dapper. Plug your trap or it's maximum exposure. The beast got family members asking him for closure. Send him a gun and tell him clean it. Then go get the nun who said her son didn't mean it. She wore a filled in thong, a billabong, and said, nah, for real, I'm a gorilla, I'm a gorilla, John.
Something is starting today. Where did it go? Why you want it to be where you know November has come?
Thank you.
Hey everyone, welcome to Flashback. I'm Alec, here with Kareem and Isia, as always. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm okay. How are
you? Just okay? You're hanging on?
Yeah. Job interviews day.
You looked like a dead man walking when you came in the studio.
Yeah, but that's like the normal college experience at this point, I think.
Is that what you resigned yourself to?
Basically. Every other day is going to be like this at least.
That's true. That's true. Isia, how about you? How are you?
I'm good. I'm like extremely well rested. Yeah. I feel like something's wrong with the semester because I sleep every
flexing
night.
Flexing on Korean.
Yeah. 8 hours a night, every night.
Flashback feuds.
Yeah.
We've got a cool show today. It's the day after Halloween. So while everyone else is like hungover and counting candy, we're in here putting in work, making great radio. Did you guys do anything fun for Halloween?
I did all my Halloween stuff over the weekend, so I feel like it was over. Like,
what did you do
ago.
For Halloween?
I went to a house party. Mm-hmm, you were there.
I was there.
It was fun. I did some other stuff. Not much. I guess that was it.
Yeah,
that was my Halloween.
That was the highlight of the weekend.
Yeah, I was a tourist as I've been for like the last 4 years.
Yeah. So. Cool. What about you, Kareem?
I haven't done anything. I'm famously anti-Halloween.
Yeah, very Puritan of you. Why is that?
I don't know. I just never liked the holiday. It kind of annoys me seeing all the costumes.
I
can't explain it. Yeah. No, I was literally walking
other people
back.
People being happy?
Maybe.
What
maybe a little
do
bit.
What do you have in your heart? It's like, have you ever seen like a dog dressed up in a costume?
No, that's fun. I'm not
okay.
against dogs.
Okay, so you're not...
I don't want to say that. I just, yeah. Not a fan of the actual
holiday.
I don't
want to get too controversial. Oh, man. You have a... Well, you're kind of going to a Halloween party this weekend, right?
Yeah, like my costume is binoculars at this point and nothing else.
A group of us are like meant to be tourists.
Yeah.
Or not,
and nothing
not,
else.
What are we meant to be? Safari guides, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so like,
oh, cool.
I have like, I'm going to rewear my cowboy hat from the last party, add some binoculars, shorts, and Timberlands, you know, very like explore-y. Kareem is going to probably wear normal clothes.
Yeah.
And add binoculars.
And you bought me the binoculars
that
as well.
I
didn't even get
him,
those. Yeah.
And he owes me.
Are they real binoculars?
Oh, they were like $5.
Yeah, they're
okay,
pink.
Cool.
But I was using them to like look out my window to see if they worked, and they work pretty well.
That's cool. No,
yeah.
I usually just wear regular clothes and then a lei and like.
That works.
I don't know. Maybe a Hawaiian shirt if I can find it.
Yeah.
Which I couldn't.
You didn't have
year.
Luck with that last weekend.
Nope.
All right. Well, let's talk about what today is about. We're going to. Listen to an interview I recorded. You were in the room, Kareem.
Yeah,
with,
producing.
Yeah, producing, producer Kareem. Tuva Styrka, Swedish pop star, was in town a couple weeks ago, last weekend?
I think two weeks ago?
Yeah. So we talked to her. Great interview. I thought that was a lot of fun. We'll listen to some songs by her, and we went to her concert as well. That was fun.
We did. It was really fun.
Yeah, what were the... highlights for
I
you
think she was like surprisingly like dynamic, you know, you think she's just like a regular pop star, but it was really like loud and
yeah
and a lot of jumping around and stuff, which we didn't expect. And there are some hardcore fans in Vancouver.
There like, are some hardcore
everyone
fans.
Knew all the lyrics, which
yeah
were kind of yeah
that was impressive actually.
Yeah,
it was also impressive how tall like everyone was at this concert. Like the average height at this concert was probably 6'1".
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, very annoying.
Radio is an audio format, so we should just come clear, Kareem and I are both like 5'8".
Yeah,
I'm tall.
You're tall. You're tall. But yeah, so not great. We weren't in the front, so we couldn't see everything. But what we could see was really cool.
Yeah.
And she was a great performer.
No, I totally agree. And the opener was really cool as well.
Yeah,
Aura. Only
yeah
16.
We should get her on the show.
Yeah, we definitely should.
I wonder if we could. All right, well, should we dive into this interview?
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
I got a feeling that we got a chemistry, give me what's on your mind. Telling me everything, but it ain't happening. Wish I could read your vibe. Making movements. Now I don't think you're looking for a new friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ready, been waiting here. Can we get out of here? Wanna get you alone. So if you're into me, I got the energy. Why are you on your phone? Cause the truth is, I'm not really looking for a new friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't see nothing wrong. But you and me getting along. I don't see nothing wrong. But you and me getting along. So sway with me, don't speak. Stay with me, no sleep. Baby, are you tired? Depends on me if
Hey everyone, welcome to Flashback. I'm Alec. In the studio joining me is Swedish pop star Tuva Styrka. How are you?
I'm so good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Welcome to Vancouver.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. You're having an awesome year, big year. You've dropped an album in May, Sway. You went on tour with Lorde and Katy Perry this year.
Yes.
Right? And now you're doing your first headlining tour in North America.
Mm-hmm.
So just like looking back on what you've had so far, what have been some of your like favorite moments of the year?
Like, oh my god, I feel like this whole year has been like a long pinch me in the arm moment.
Yeah,
like I'm just so happy that that I get to do this and that people are coming out to the shows. It's just been so much fun.
Yeah. And you've been in Vancouver before. This isn't your first time here.
Yeah, I've actually been here before. And I'm always having such a good time here. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Vancouver or if it's like Canada in general. Mm-hmm. It's just always the best crowds. Yeah.
That's good. We're glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Have you had time to like really explore Vancouver? I know you just got in, but in your times here before, have you had time to explore or was it usually pretty quick?
It's usually pretty quick. You know, you get in, you do your sound check, you do your show, and then you leave the same night.
Yeah.
Which is always a bummer because I would love to explore these cities way more.
You're just like flying through them all though, huh?
Yeah.
It's busy nonstop. Yeah. So right now you're almost wrapping up the North American leg of the Sway tour.
Yes.
Correct? You started in Toronto, and now you're ending tomorrow in Seattle.
Yeah.
Tonight's in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
What have been some of like your favorite places to see on the tour?
Oh my god! I mean, this whole tour has really been so amazing to me because, like, it's been like I was really looking forward to this one. Mm-hmm. I was feeling that this was going to be a special tour, but I could never have imagined that it was going to be this great.
Yeah.
Like, I've been walking up on these stages every night and people are like screaming the words I wrote back to me.
Right.
That to me is insane.
That is insane. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we went, like, in Salt Lake City, I felt like the Beatles. Like, they were crazy because people, like, all artists don't even go there.
Right.
So when people go there, they're like so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pick highlights because everything's just been like a dream.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Almost like super surreal. Right?
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, I'm standing there. I'm like, I can't believe. I'm like this little person from Sweden, from like a small town in Sweden even. And I'm here. Like all of these people found my music, like my music, love it even. And And now we're here. It's like it blows my mind every night.
That's so cool. I love that. Have you been able to go to any places in like North America that you hadn't been able to play before?
On this tour? Let me see. Like Salt Lake City.
That was
I
new.
I think was new.
Okay.
Most of the places I actually got to visit with Lord.
Okay.
I was really happy that I got to revisit New York because it's been so long.
Yeah.
That was a really fun one. Let me think. I think I've been most places
okay.
before. Yeah.
It's just now it's revisiting all the places.
Yes.
That's awesome. Another big thing that happened while you're here is you dropped a new song.
Yes.
Last night, right?
Yes.
Vibe.
Yes.
We're going to take a break and listen to it in just a minute. But can you talk a little bit about what inspired it or what it's about or what you want to accomplish with it?
Yeah. Okay. So basically what I felt like once I wrapped up the Sway album, I felt very eager to explore a little bit more the more like heartbreaky mm-hmm. side of things. So I started working on this song Vibe, which is basically like a breakup song. And it's very much, I love it because it's very much in the same world as the rest of the songs on Sway. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's 50-50 an end to that album and like a fresh start because it's definitely very like new
yeah.
as well to me. Yeah. Like it's got, like, Vibe's got a different vibe. But it's like, it's got guitars and it's a bit sadder.
Yeah.
But it's the kind of sad that you can kind of dance to as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. I noticed like when I listened to it last night and again this morning, it's like yeah. a very different palette, but also like it is familiar to like yeah. what you've done before.
Yeah, that's good. That's what I was aiming for. You want it to be part of the same world.
Mm-hmm.
Like it belongs in the same space.
Yeah.
But I wanted it to be something different. Like I wanted to explore other sounds
yeah.
and other moods a little bit.
No, that's awesome. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to it.
Yes.
And then we'll be back with more of Tuva Sterka on Flashback.
I thought we had a vibe. Thought it was a real thing. You say what you mean thing. You feel what I feel thing. Higher than the ceiling. Taller than a building. Damn you if you leave thing. We was like a movie. My bad, I was just assuming. Now you see me like you never know me. Good luck trying to find a new me. I thought we had a vibe. Something else, I thought we had a vibe. I don't want excuses, I don't want to see your friends. If I called you lately, I was pocket dialing. Did myself a favor, cut you off again. If you don't feel it, don't pretend. We was like a movie. My bad, I was just assuming. Something else, I thought we had a vibe. Please don't waste none of my time. When you're lonely in the night, I don't see you in my life. Please don't call me when you're drunk. Say no love again. No, no. I thought we had a vibe.
I thought we had a vibe. Something else, I thought we had a vibe.
Hey, welcome back to Flashback. That was Vibe by Tuva Styrka, who's in the studio with me. So I want to talk about maybe more of your influences, your inspirations, and your background a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just start by asking, who do you cite as your like biggest influences or inspirations musically?
Oh my God, that's such a hard question. No, and also because I listen to everything. Mm-hmm. Like my most recent obsession is Tierra Whack.
Okay.
If you haven't heard her, you should definitely check her out. She's so cool. Like she released like an audio visual album. It's called Whack World, and she's such a good rapper, and her whole like visual like world is amazing. Like it's so cool. I'm just like it's so good. And she's like a new artist,
mm-hmm.
basically. And like everything, like when I was growing up, I loved Bob Dylan. I still do. Like he's one of my favorites. Bjork has always meant a lot to me. I have all these like pop queens that I love. Like Britney is always gonna like
you covered one more time, right?
Yes. Yeah. Like she's always gonna have like a special place in my heart. I think like my biggest like idol, like the one that I would like die to meet is probably Rihanna.
Okay.
I feel like she's like
that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I feel
a
like
great
she's,
choice.
She's so cool. Like she can't do any wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever she does, she's just the coolest.
No, she is super cool.
Yeah. So it's all over the place basically.
Okay. No, that's fair. That's fair. And then your parents are also both musical people as well, right?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Your dad has a number one song in Sweden.
Yeah, he did. Like, but this was way before my time.
Right.
This was like in the '70s.
Right.
But I've heard the stories.
Are they good stories?
Yeah. But my dad, actually, he had a music store when I grew up.
Okay.
Like, where they sell instruments, which was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, he could just bring things home if I wanted to try and play bass. He just brought one home. So
that's
it was
cool.
Like, it was a good environment to grow up in.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And then your mom was a dancer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, again, like, my whole life, she just worked, like...
Right.
At the dance studio,
okay.
Like a sort of like, I don't know, like what is that? Like the one.
Like she was an instructor, or was she?
No, like more like the. What do you say? What's like the professional way of like boss?
like a manager.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She just like handled everything.
Okay. Okay.
In the office, like.
Okay. No, that makes sense. But would you say that your parents like did? Not necessarily push you in a musical direction, but did they kind of help?
They've never
that decision.
I mean, I love my parents so much because they never made me think that pursuing a career like with that would involve anything creative. That would necessarily be like a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
But they've always been very realistic. Like you probably won't make a lot of money if you try and pursue this. Like they've always been very just like.
Yeah.
Casual about it, which I'm very thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even now, are they still pretty like casual? Like, obviously, I imagine they're like happy with how things are going. But are they?
I mean, they're super sweet. I feel like they're very proud and like happy for me that I get to do this. And I mean, like, as long as I'm happy, they are the happiest.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, and then in terms of, like, songwriting and performing, do you have a, like, looking back just on, like, your career so far and, like, your kind of your life before your career, do you have a moment when you either wrote a song, like, and you realize that's the kind of song you want to write or perform your show and you're like, this is the kind of show I want to perform, a moment where things kind of clicked?
I mean, as I said, this whole year has been pretty magical.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of moments where I'm like, I can't believe that I'm doing this, and I'm like pausing myself and like, take it in, don't forget this, don't forget this. Like, for instance, like the arena tour I did with Lorde, that was pretty surreal for me. Like, I'm standing on a stage in an arena, and the cool thing with that tour, and Katie as well, was that the audiences, even though I was just the opener, the audiences were really into it. I feel like it was a really good match. So it wasn't a struggle as it often is for a support act. It was really great for me. Like, mm-hmm. the audience, they were so there.
Yeah.
So I really got to experience like that, like, yeah, like playing, actually like playing right. an arena. Yeah.
That's so cool. Awesome. So I guess you kind of touched on this earlier, but I want to like elaborate on it a little bit. So like we talked about your influences.
Yeah.
But if you like, what's like your go-to song? Like, do you have a go-to song or artist that like,
I'm like, I'm like,
when there's like a silence, you're like, this is what you're putting on when you have the aux cord. What is it?
Right now it's Moo.
Okay.
The Doja Cat. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a cow. I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. I'm a cow. I'm a cow. I'm a cow. I'm a cow. I go Moo.
Oh, I love that so much. I'll have to throw that on.
Yes, please do.
I will.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That was like an amazing like 4-minute video.
I know.
And she just busted it out in like an afternoon when she was bored.
Yes. And yeah. It made me so happy.
Yeah.
Like the fries in her nose.
It's like incredibly vibey for like a funny song.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I love funny songs. Like Say My Name, my song, for instance, mm-hmm. which is like probably my biggest one yeah. thus far, like that one started out as a funny song. We were just having fun, and we were like, "We're not gonna like release this." Like,
right.
like we were just like doing like silly things yeah. and stuff that we thought were funny, basically. And then it turned out, like, it turned into something really great.
Like, it turned into like yeah, a huge song.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so fun. What song? Like, do you have a song that you feel most attached to that you've written?
Ooh, I mean, Sway means a lot to me. I love that song because it's like it's like the most anthemic I okay. went on this album. It represents mm-hmm. the album in a very good way. That's sort of like vibe of being completely just absorbed in another person yeah. in a moment. I feel like that's like some of my most like precious memories are moments like that, when you're just like in this bubble and you feel like there's no past, there's no tomorrow, it's just now, it's this right. bubble, you and me right here, mm-hmm. whatever this is. And that's what Sway is to me. And yeah, I would say that one is,
that's the song.
Yeah, the song.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, then just like looking forward to the future, what are you working on at the moment that you want to talk about?
I'm always working on things. Like, I'm really excited, like, because I'm gonna keep touring now this whole year. So I'm going to do UK and then I'm going to do Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. And starting like next year, beginning of next year, I'm just going to head right back into the studio and keep recording,
just grinding it out.
Yes, making yeah. things. And I'm so excited mm-hmm. to keep building this thing and keep exploring and see what
yeah.
where I need to go next.
Do you know kind of what you want to explore next?
I mean, I feel like Vibe opened up this door to like a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Like emotional pettiness yeah. and stuff, so like sad feelings, and I would love to like explore that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Like music that you can dance and cry to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, that's awesome. All right, last question I have for you. Well, I have one more first.
Oh, yeah.
What year were you born? 92?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. We're going to, later on the show, we're going to do a deep dive into the music of 1992.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We always like to look back at a certain year and explore that.
I feel like that's like grunge.
Yeah. Isn't the number one song, like the week that this show will air that yeah. year was Boys to Men.
Wait, what's that?
I don't know. It's like a really like sensual song. It's really like, we listened to it and it was really uncomfortable at first, but
but this got intimate.
Yeah, no, more than we wanted it to.
I yeah. love the beginning of the 90s because it feels like
Such a weird time.
Yeah, like so much of the music that, was big back then would never get played today. It feels like. And I kind of, like, I know I was born that year, but like I kind of miss that mentality in the 90s where when people were like, I don't know.
And like charts were so like diverse.
We'll just put it out. I don't know. Like maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. And like the weirdest songs or like the most obscure bands would get really big. And
Like Right Side Fred or just crazy. And then the question I like to ask every guest on the show. I want to give you an opportunity to give either a shout out or a call out, depending on like your mood, how you're feeling.
A call out.
Only one person's ever done a call out, so don't feel any pressure.
Who did? And for what?
He was running for mayor of Vancouver, and he called out someone else running for mayor.
The current mayor, I think.
Yeah, he called a lot of people out. He was our messiest guest.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, did he win?
No, he moved to Calgary. He dropped out and moved to Calgary.
God bless him. Well, I would actually love to give a shout out to Aura, who's been opening for me on this whole North American tour. She's such an amazing artist, such an amazing person, just like the sweetest girl. And I recommend everybody just check her out.
Check her out. We'll throw on a song by Aura as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you came, and I hope the tour was great, and I hope it continues to go well.
Yeah, thank you.
You say you ain't the one to jump in our relation, and I don't mind, but when we touch it's elevation. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. You speak my lingo, we don't need no translation. I never need a break, cause we feel like vacation. Up, 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 up. Got me up, 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 up.
Go ahead and feel what you feel. I want you closer to me. Say my name.
Wear it out like a sweater, let you look, cause I can't. The way you been, no information. You got me running out, out of patience. Oh, up, 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 up. Got me up, 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 up. I like the interaction, you got my attention. I'm not in love, but I'm loving the situation. Up, 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 up. If you down, don't dare to stop.
Go ahead and feel what you feel.
Ladies and gentlemen,
We have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama Dora
and
guest
Vin.
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show.
We talk about
events,
actors,
directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
Welcome back to Flashback. That was a new song by Effed Up called Tell Me What You See. Not getting kicked off the radio for saying a band's name. We just got back from listening to the Tuva Styrka interview, listening to some songs by her. What an awesome guest. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was really cool.
An absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
Shouts to Pernilla Johnson for setting that up. Oh, really?
Pernilla Johnson.
Thank you. Scandinavian?
Yeah, I think she's Finnish. I think. One of them.
Friend of the show, Pernilla. Yeah. Okay, we're going to move into some news. We're going to kind of touch on some minor political themes today. And last night was Halloween, as everyone is well aware. And Canadian Parliament conservatives decided to have some fun talking about the carbon tax. So we're going to listen to this like audio clip really quick. And then I sent it to you on Twitter, Kareem.
I watched it.
Okay.
I haven't seen
it. This is an absolute treat.
Thank you, Speaker. This is to be done to the tune of Monster Mash. In the corner office, we heard Kathleen say, "We need more money. Let's make them pay." Glenn said, "There's no problem. There's a law we can pass. We'll drive up the price on a tank of gas."
They did the tax.
They did the carbon tax.
They did the tax.
They wanted all of your cash.
They did the tax.
We wouldn't have any stash.
They did the tax.
They did the carbon tax. Kathleen's scheme and said no more money from the people you'll bleed. The people agreed and they armed for the fight and sent the libs packing on election night.
We stopped the
carbon tax.
We stopped the tax.
We stopped the carbon tax.
We stopped the tax.
You'll keep more of your cash.
We stopped the tax.
We're open for business, so relax. The Liberals were having such great fun. The party with the taxpayers' money had begun. When Premier Ford and the Conservatives stopped the carbon tax.
We stopped the tax.
We stopped the carbon tax.
We stopped the tax.
They wanted to take your stack.
It's only a 90-second video. We're like a minute into it. The longest minute of my life. Bunch of frickin' dweebs.
Strong words.
I don't get mad on this show very often, but the last two episodes have just been like getting me.
Yeah.
Just dealing with absolute lunatics. That's crazy.
That was terrible.
I know. Yeah. I don't like when politicians are fun. You know?
It's because they try to be fun, but like snarky at the same time. And it just, it never comes off nicely.
There was a guy a couple years ago. I think he made a song about like kicking Stephen Harper out of like the government. And he was a politician in some like level of government. I don't know. It was actually really good though, and he had like a whole group with him, and he's like, Stephen Harper's got to go. Sometimes it can be almost
they didn't do like an awkward a cappella spoken word.
Yeah, like this wasn't even in sync. Like,
no,
they could have, I don't know, upped production value.
I think it's like funny when he's talking, but then when they start like doing the kind of the singing in the background is when it really kicks into gear, and like everyone's a little off, and they're all, the video, if you can see it, like they're all reading three words that they have to say. They're reading it off a piece of paper,
and they're not like fully into it, so it just sounds even worse because they're not like fully committing.
Guy was like, "This is going to be a really good
yeah, 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 yeah." The guy who like let it was like, "Oh guys, this is going to be awesome and make us super cool and relatable." Oh my god,
that reminded me of Ted Cruz slamming Beto.
Oh,
I can't remember exactly what he did. Can you?
Okay, yeah. So, like, I mean, it's happened a couple times. But when they tried to make fun of him for, like, being in a punk band. Having tattoos. And then everyone just dunked on Ted Cruz for being an absolute, like,
the Zodiac killer.
Nerd. Yeah, the Zodiac killer.
Do you see what he posted on Halloween?
His Halloween thing, yeah.
What did he post? No.
It's just, like, all these symbols. And everyone's like,
he posted, like, the Zodiac killer. Yeah.
Someone was like, when you have to pretend to be a serial killer to be more likable.
Oh man,
Ted Cruz is interesting. Do you remember like
he's
the
slimy?
The least my children's first word was butter. He's like in front of a cow sculpted from butter, and he's like, "I love butter." Like,
oh my god,
it was a weird.
It looks like
I don't
he's
know.
Made of butter, sculpted from butter.
No.
We're actually going to talk about the U.S. midterms because this is our last show before them. But to wash that awful, disgusting taste of conservative singing out of our mouths, we're going to listen to the Grateful Dead.
Train, high cocaine, Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind, and know that notion just crossed my mind. This old engine makes it on time, leaves Central Station about a quarter to nine.
at 17 to at a quarter to 10, you know it's traveling again. Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind. Train harder at two is on the wrong track and headed for you. Driving that train, pound cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind.
Casey Jones by The Grateful Dead. You're listening to Flashback on CITR. Very talk radio of me just to do that intro right now. Kind of unnecessary, I guess.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's like shift gears a little. We just talked about Canadian politics, and which are usually not incredibly abysmal, but we like got a great example of how they can suck sometimes.
But in a fun way.
In a fun way. Like, yeah. Like, it was funny, and like, I don't know if endearing is the right word.
No,
but I'm glad it happened.
Yeah. At least like the conservatives here are just like kind of dweeby instead of just evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. And like maybe the general population doesn't entirely agree with him, but
Doug
Ford,
he's kind of evil.
Oh yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And Maxime.
Why?
That's true. The new party.
That other guy, yeah. Yeah, let's talk about the US now, which is known for having great politics and awesome politicians. So the midterms are coming up next Tuesday. I don't know what the date for that is. The 8th or the 6th. I voted.
Well done.
I will say I did my due diligence. I voted for Democrats. Did you guys vote?
Here?
Well, no. The U.S. midterms.
I can't. I wish.
Kareem, I also can't.
You didn't do your civic duty?
No.
Why are you guys anti-democracy?
I'm just anti-America. No,
yeah,
I'm not
fair
American.
Enough. Who isn't?
Me too.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you guys been following? I feel like it is pretty pervasive news.
Yeah, I think everyone follows it at this point.
Yeah, totally. I know.
Morbid curiosity.
Yeah, I know. It is like morbid curiosity.
Yeah.
Kareem, who would you vote for if you could vote?
In what election?
Well, I was going to pick one.
Okay.
I'm quizzing you.
Yeah.
Let's just do Texas. That's an obvious one.
Beto.
Okay. What if you were... Do you know the Florida race?
Rubio? Is it Rubio? Against?
Oh, no, the governor. Have you seen that?
Maybe.
Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum, I believe
no,
his name is.
I don't think I have. Okay.
He's like a cool like lefty, like Medicare for All.
Okay.
One of the good ones.
Probably read a Guardian article about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and the other
point,
dude's
yeah.
like pretty racist.
Okay. Standard?
Yep, yeah. Standard. Like flagship GOP.
Oh, I think there was like... I read an article about... The fact that Islamophobic campaigning has kind of been on the rise, like Trump's kind of enabled that in terms of like, I think, I don't want to like pull out stats, but like almost half of GOP candidates
wow.
are like, have made statements that are Islamophobic, which is, you know, great that it's entered the mainstream.
Yeah.
I think that's quite terrible.
I think it's always been maybe like.
It's always been under, but kind of
yeah,
you know, like a layer of civility,
like,
but yeah, now it's just kind of out in the open.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But carry on. What other races?
Let's think. I don't know. Do you know who was running in my district of Washington 08?
No, I just know they're all kind of boring.
Yeah, so I thought
Dems.
They were, but Dr. Kim Schreier, who's the Democrat who
okay.
I voted for, is, like, not too bad because she wants Medicare for All, which is, like, kind of my main, like,
yeah.
like litmus test. Like,
yeah,
if you
yeah.
support that, I'll, like, vote for you probably.
Yeah.
And then the other guy, Dino Rossi, is, like, just this weird career politician who's like has run for governor of Washington and lost like 3 times.
Oh, no.
Is he a Dem or
he's a Republican?
Okay.
Yeah, and he's just like very like he's not Trumpian, but he's like one of those Republicans who would just do everything Trump wanted.
A McConnell
know?
Republican.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
a
yeah.
Paul Ryan.
Just like
yeah.
just like of the party.
Yeah, just like give out statements that are like half disparaging to Trump, but just support every
mm-hmm.
policy he implements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question before we wrap this conversation up: do you think the Democrats will take back either the House or the Senate from mm-hmm. your like following of the
you can go first
I don't know anything I remember when I like when the main election was happening how many years ago was that how long is Trump
2016
yeah I was like oh whoever wins Democrats going to be president because Trump's not going to be president I was
yeah.
like that's not going to happen so I'm like Hillary
yeah
I was wrong obviously so I don't trust anything my opinions anymore.
No, that's fair. Yeah, we all kind of got duped on that one.
Yeah,
yeah I feel an impending sense of doom. Like, it's just going to happen again, isn't it? And people are saying that the Dems are going to win, and there's going to be, like, an overturning of the House, but that we said that about the election, and they just always lose because they're just terrible at campaigning. Yeah.
I said this to, like, a friend the other day who actually, like, worked on the Hillary campaign. Remember Sarah? We talked to her on the show
yeah.
one time.
Yeah.
We were talking, and I kind of was like, this is like, hear me out on this one.
Okay.
I don't want to, like, say anything I'm going to, like, regret. But, like, I think that... One good thing about having Trump as president is like people aren't complacent and we're getting a lot more like diverse candidates running mm. and people who wouldn't run before because people are like bothered and like
that's true
more determined to make a change.
And there's like a fracture in the left in terms of where like, you know, the further left, the more like radical element
mm-hmm.
is actually trying to push that center Hillary-esque
yeah.
sort of contingent.
Yeah, because like that centerism
yeah.
is, I think, not the only factor, but one of many factors in like...
Yeah, absolutely.
Winning.
And it's not the centrism itself. It's just the kind of complacency at like how the...
Yeah.
Just like keeping the status quo, never like going for change.
And like if Hillary won, like a lot of the evil things that are happening now wouldn't happen, but we'd all be a lot more relaxed and like...
It'd be
not
all like the underground stuff.
Yeah.
That, like,
yeah.
We wouldn't be as alert to everything. Like mm-hmm. Trump's so ugly, it's easy
no,
to focus
absolutely.
On everything he's doing. Mm-hmm. So like obviously things are kind of dark right now, but they might get better. Well...
We'll see
with
about that.
With that said,
yeah.
Next episode we'll know. Let's get into some more music.
Wow! My baby don't laugh. All she do is cry. When she gets home. All she wanna do is die. There's no wasting time. There's no wasting time.
you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at
On the Fringe Hair Design, Rufus Guitar Shop, Stormcrow Ale House, The Bike Kitchen, UBC Bookstore, Australia Boot Company, and so many more.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
We'll start again in a moment of silence. Still couldn't be friends, but I want you.
Welcome back to Flashback. We're gonna do our annual. weekly flashback. Do
you but know? Of annual years, kind of.
I guess it does relate to years. Yeah, great. Thank you, Korea.
Good save.
Awesome. Okay, we're doing 1992 this week. Why are we doing 1992, guys?
Because
Turva Strika
was born that year.
That's true.
Well done.
Yeah. Have I told you guys what the number one song is? I think I have.
Was it? Yeah, I think you told me.
Number
I
one
don't
song
remember.
This week in 1992.
Yeah.
Is the end of the or not? Sorry. Yeah, Boys to Men, End of the Road. I don't know what album it's off of because I got a greatest hits one actually. But let's listen to it and we can talk about it after.
Girl, you know we belong together. I don't have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this. You'll be mine forever, baby. You just me.
We belong together. And you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind? Said we'd be forever. Said it never died. How could you love me and leave me and never say goodbye?
No, 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 no
That was Boys to Men, End of the Road, the number one song in 1992. What'd you guys think of it?
Too sensual.
Very too sensual. Too much going on.
A little
on.
Bit uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah, just like a very slimy song. That's like how it makes me feel. Just
yeah.
Like,
I think it has like a nice, like, I don't know, it's weird. It has like a nice palette and it sounds like, I don't know. Yeah.
Like, do you think it wouldn't Suave? Come across as slimy in the 90s? Is that just
maybe,
product
I
of
don't
time?
Know. Maybe
because there's just
aged
so much.
Poorly.
Yeah, there's just like a lot, I don't know.
Have you guys, either of you seen the Justin Bieber Never Say Never documentary?
I have.
I love it.
So you know in one of the concerts when he's like, ladies and gentlemen, boys to men.
Oh.
I
he
don't
like brings
remember
them
that
out and it's yeah. just, I just don't know what demographic he's going for. Especially when he's
moms,
like, when he's like 16.
Moms who were forced to take their kids there.
That's true. That's true. I guess I didn't think about that. Underrepresented demographic.
Also, if you're bringing like a guest on, you can't like not shout their name out as you're bringing them on. You
no,
can't
it's just
yeah.
like, why are they the guest for the yeah. Justin Bieber concert? Because like, they're not like spring chickens anymore, and I
no.
don't know if they've released anything like that's been incredibly like relevant.
Probably, I think, yeah, no.
Like,
they
they're just
really kind of
washed, right?
Yeah, but that's like you got to throw a bone to the moms and the dads who take their kids to concerts they obviously aren't into.
Yeah, like, I guess when I take my kid to see like, I don't know, Lil yeah. Tay one yeah. day.
Oh my god!
They better bring out like, I don't know, who's our generation's Boys to Men? Who would you guys
Brockhampton,
like to see?
Lil yeah. Tay. And now Brockhampton.
Oh my god.
They're all like 50.
Lil Tay. All right. The next song we're going to listen to is from Nirvana because they released Nevermind in 1992. We're going to listen to In Bloom.
Cute food.
All right, that was Nirvana with In Bloom, another great song from 1992. What do you guys think of Nirvana?
I love Nirvana.
Seattle natives.
Oh, true, yeah.
Yeah. First time they were ever played on the radio was at UW.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah.
That's nice.
The other school, the school I almost went to, radio at.
You made the right choice.
Yeah, I did. We've got other cool stuff. We have Nardwar.
Oh.
And
like
Tubisterka.
The evaporators?
And the evaporators.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, they had a really cool like show last year that was like a
30th. Was like 30th?
Yeah, and yeah, Lil B was there.
Really?
I didn't go,
the bass god?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he showed up.
Thank you, bass god.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Nirvana? It doesn't seem like your palate.
Well, I like them.
Really?
Like, I haven't heard them enough. I used to sing Smells Like Teen Spirit on like Band Hero.
Oh,
one
really?
Of those, yeah, yeah. So I know that song really well, but like nothing else.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's a good image.
Yeah.
We'll have a flashback karaoke next week on the show. Okay, the next one, we're going to move to Canada now. You guys know the Tragically Hip?
Of course. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Gord Downie. Do you know the Tragically Hip?
Mm-mm.
Okay, they're like a pretty famous Canadian band.
They're super Canadian.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I was going to say, when Gordon Downie died, it was like national news for like
Trudeau
three
cried.
Months. It was sad. It was like the whole country was crying at the
same
time.
Like, being honest, like being an American, like I don't think the Tragically Hip ever made the jump to the States where they were
mm-hmm.
big. So like I didn't know who it was until.
No, it's like a super like there's
away.
A lot of bands that are massive and super important in Canada, but then like not, I don't know,
yeah.
as relevant.
It's interesting to see like what makes the jump, because like obviously like people like Drake like are huge everywhere, but
yeah.
like.
I think people get comfortable and then they just don't try as much.
Yeah, I
outside.
Guess they had their the fan base they needed.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to this song. You guys' impressions on this one?
I don't know. I haven't like listened to a lot of Tragically Hip stuff, but I really like Gordon Downie's solo stuff.
Yeah. This is
fine.
It's fully completely like a big album from them, do you know?
No clue, to
okay.
be honest.
It was like a featured album when I like was looking this song up, but I guess 92 was like a big year for like lots of bands. I mean, I'm sure every year is like a big year, but like it just seemed like finding music
happened.
For this year was like not hard.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, Kareem, what do you think of this?
I've like never listened to them before, and I don't want to like commit. I don't want
to
offend
commit
a lot of Canadians. Yeah, but it's. I don't think it's my type. This type of music.
That's
yeah.
fair.
There's
yeah.
gonna be a mob with pitchforks outside coming for you because of that opinion. All right. Yeah, I'm not feeling it. Let's move on. next up, we've got K.D. Lang. With Miss Chatelaine off the album Ingenue. Is that how I said that? I don't know.
I think you said it right.
Okay, let's listen to it. It's a good song.
Mm-hmm. Just a kiss, just a kiss. I have lived just for this. I can't explain why I've become this chatelaine. Just a smile, just a smile. I can't explain why I've become Miss Chatelaine. Every time your eyes meet mine, clouds of qualm burst into sun.
Your take?
I honestly wasn't listening. I got very distracted.
That's fair.
I like it. You were like listening to Katie Lang all night?
Like last night, yeah.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like trying to find a song, so we
and
just kind of like
it.
Let it play. It's yeah. a nice vibe.
Yeah, no, it definitely is.
Yeah. We do have to go to commercial though, so we can wrap up. So we're going to cut this one short, which is kind of a tragedy. Let's go to commercial. We'll be right back with more Flashback.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
All right, welcome back to Flashback. We're about to wrap up. Another successful show, Volume 12. We have great new sound effects, courtesy of our friend Kelly Stenson. How are you guys doing? You guys feel better about the world? Is this like a pick-me-up show? Is this
was
neutral?
It supposed to be?
I mean, it started off kind of.
I think last time was really depressing, so I'm
trying
not to recreate
that. Yeah, it's
better
than last time. Midterm
That's
talk
true.
Isn't very fun, though.
That's true.
My
yeah.
midterms are over. I just have essays
now. Wrong midterms.
Yeah, wrong midterms. Yeah.
You know what? I'm tired. It's been a rough week.
That's true. I mean, maybe like
I quit.
Maybe if the Democrats win, like next episode will be very cheerful.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. a little less depressing maybe is a better yeah. way to put it.
I'm just ultimately sad after that whole mess up.
So. Yeah. Fair. Okay, everyone give a word of wisdom before we go, Kareem.
What do you mean give a word of wisdom?
For
the midterms?
Just like something inspiring to like leave people with.
I no clue.
Take your vitamin C's.
Take your vitamin C.
Is it flu season right now?
Get your flu
yeah,
shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your flu shot.
Okay.
There you go.
Go vote. All right, I want to thank Tuba Stirka, Kareem Halisay, Isia Witteveen, Pernilla Janssen, and Kelly Stenson for making this episode so much fun. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Flashback. In the meantime, be good to each other and take care of yourselves. Peace.